USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats say they will not vote on an anti-Semitism resolution Wednesday as they are still refining the language of the measure. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
Today is Ash Wednesday, which marks the beginning of Lent and 40 days before Easter. It's also a day that many Christians will head to church and receive ashes on their forehead. And Michael Cohen will be testifying behind closed doors on Capitol Hill today. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The U.S. State Department is offering some guidance to some of the American media regarding Venezuelan leadership. More from USA Radio Network's John Clements.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Palladino said the Venezuelan National Assembly is the only democratically elected institution in Venezuela, and Juan Guaido is the elected president, and that Nicolas Maduro usurped the presidency.
We have noticed in news coverage that some outlets are incorrectly referring to Juan Guaido as the opposition leader or the self-proclaimed president. Neither is correct.
A cockpit voice recorder recovered in the aftermath of a deadly crash of a Boeing 767 cargo jet that crashed just outside of Houston last month indicates it lost control about 17 seconds before the aircraft went down. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. Three people were killed in the crash on the plane that was flown on behalf of Amazon. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More than 10,000 people have signed a petition calling for Gillette to remove its name from the home of the New England Patriots after owner Robert Kraft was among the men who was charged with soliciting a prostitute. Now, it wasn't just prostitution, as this was also a human trafficking ring as well that police and the FBI are investigating. Kevin Malone is the president and co-founder of the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Kevin, and one of the things I asked him was, what are some of the warning signs that we can look for if someone may be a victim of human trafficking?
If you see something, say something. I say, you know, just with wisdom and discernment, if you see a child with an older man, if it just doesn't look right, if the child is not engaged with that person, if that child is kind of looking down or doesn't make eye contact or doesn't communicate or doesn't have their own money or their own identification, you can usually tell by the way a child responds to that adult that they're with. And sometimes that's not the case. I'm not seeing every situation that's going to be something that is easily recognizable, but just look for something that looks odd or just doesn't seem right. And you can always ask questions. Hey, is that your son? Is that your grandson? Or is that your granddaughter? Is that your daughter?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.